Today's daf is daf tzadi, and we are holding on our final daf, Masechet Gittin. Yes, we've been waiting.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Here we go. Beit Shammai Omrim, Lo Yigaresh Adam Et Ishto, Elo Im Ken Matza Badvar Erva. Shine'emar, ki matza ba'erva tavar. The Torah says beferish, v'haya im lo timtza chen be'ena. If the woman will not find favor in his eyes, why? Ki matza ba'erva tavar, which seems to be saying that it's only because he found something that was objectively a problem with her that was associated with her behavior in terms of arayot, she was a prutza. So then, it says that he should give her a katav la sefer kritut, but that's only because ki matzaba ervat davar. And we already know that davar, of course, is a very significant word, as we already saw, and that it means something that is absolute and has been defined in terms of edut. So it seems that Beit Shammai is saying only if you absolutely know that there was indeed some problem with arayot, that then you should give a get, otherwise not. Ubet Hillel Omri, afilo higdichat tafshilo, shenemar ki matzaba ervat and davar. There's two separate things over here. Yes, there's a chiev maybe finding erva, but there's also davar. Because had it meant erva with a din, Mr. Gemara is going to explain, it would have said erva bidavar. According to bidavar means bidvar edut, al dvar bidvar, as we saw later, al pishnei edim yakum davar. So therefore, according to Beit Hillel, there's two separate issues, either erva or anything that you find significant. If she burnt the cholent on Shabbos, I mean, you're not supposed to put up with that kind of behavior. So therefore, it would even be mutter to be magarish with less than that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says she doesn't have to do anything wrong. The Torah says, "V'haya im lo timtza chen be'inav." So that means, of course, what defines if a woman's beautiful? I mean, it's all in the eyes of the beholders. The eyes of the beholders found something prettier, so now all of a sudden, a woman that was fine is no longer pretty. So afilu matza acheret na'aymena. Even if now you find somebody that looks better than she does, so now it's no longer im lo timtza, it's im lo timtza chen be'inav. So that would also be all right. Now, obviously, Rabbi Akiva is not understanding that the ki matzaba ervat davar defines the imlotim tzachemeinah, which is strange, because certainly seemingly simple reading the pasuk, they're saying, well, matzachem beinav ki matzaba ervat davar, the Gemara is going to have to explain why it is that Rabbi Akiva rejects that. Tanya. Amru beit hillel beit shammai, valo kvar ne'emar davar. I don't understand you. It says, if it only meant erva, it could have said ki matzaba erva. I mean, why does it have to say davar? So that means that there's something else. Amru lehem beit shammai, valo kvar ne'emar ervat. You know how to read? Ervat means that the two are connected. Amru lehem beit hillel, because im ne'emar ervat, valo ne'emar davar, indeed I would have said, like you, hayiti omer mishum ervat teitze, but mishum davar lo teitze, lekach nemar davar. So you'll say, okay, so why bother mentioning erva? Because ilu nemar davar, v'lo nemar ervat, hayiti omer. Look at the continuation of the posik over here. The posik talks about v'katav la sefer kritut, v'shulcha mi beito, v'halcha Vaitala ish acher. It's a whole long discussion that talks about a second marriage, then a divorce for the second guy. Whether the first guy's allowed to take her back is all part of Bachzir Grushato, Kedushin, Gerushin. It's all three psukim, one after the other. So says Beit Hillel, if it hadn't clarified that there was also an issue of erva in the first case, so that you could be Megarish for erva or for Hikdicha Tafshilo, for a bad cholent. So then I would have said, okay, if we'd only talked about the cholent, so then that means, okay, so another guy could take her, because he doesn't care if she burns the cholent, he doesn't need cholent anyway. But if you had been begarish her because of erva, so then maybe she's not suitable for another guy, and nobody can take it. If a woman is begareshet mita'am erva, perhaps she cannot get remarried to anybody. Therefore, the Torah has to clarify that even erva still could be v'shilcha v'itala ishacher. So let's see that inside. Ilu ne'amar davar v'lo ne'amar ervat. Hayiti omer mishum davar, the rest of the pasuk applies at tinaseh la'acher. However, if the original gerushin had been mishum erva, then lo tinaseh acher, and the rest of the story would not apply. Lakach ne'amar ervat. And indeed, according to Beit Shammai, what does davar mean? I davar my avid like. What are you talking about? That's the most important point. Because ne'emar kan davar, ne'emar la'alan davar, apish ne'edim, apish ho'chaydim yakum davar. As we know, the word davar always signifies something that is absolutely clear, very important. And therefore, just like ma'la'alan, apish ne'edim, just like the word davar, when it's talking about dinim, is referring to two witnesses. So that means Afkan Bishneidim, even when we're talking about Arvah, it doesn't have to do with your suspicions, it has to do with witnesses, says Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel. That's a good point, actually. So what forces Beit Hillel to say that it's a completely different drasha? So Beit Hillel says, well, if that's the point, then the language is not really accurate. Because right here, there's a chair for you, waiting for you since the last time you were here. This is where you were sitting. I mean, we made it a holy seat. Says Beit Hillel, then it would have said Miktiv Erva Bidavar. You're saying that the Erva has to be established with Edut. So the way to say that is Erva Bidavar. So the way that it's written is much more mashma the way I'm saying it. Okay, Shammai. Mikativ o erva o davar. How do you read it? It's a smichut, erva davar. I mean, if it meant two different things, it would say, matzaba erva o davar. Says Beit Hillel, aha, now I got you. Because v'achi k'tiv erva davar, the mashmachi mashmachi. What we did is we chose an intermediate language, because if it would have said erva and not davar, we've already established. If it would have said erva bidavar, it would have already been what Beit Shammai says, that we need a dud. So now, if it would have said, O erva, O davar, then we wouldn't have known that you need to establish what they did. If I agree with you that you're right, but the Torah uses the Lashon in this way, so that it should mean also what you're saying and also what I'm saying. So I learn out that it has to be erva b'davar, so that may be in terms of a chiyuv. But there's also the right, and the right to get married, even if it was erva b'davar to somebody else. Furthermore, there's the right to be megarish even if ikti chataf shilom. So this is the shitot of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. That way we get both mashma'uyot.
The word
leigar shavim
sounds like an
etzatov.
It's not saying potzov against
potzov. We're going to get to it. Gemara is going to discuss it. Whereas Rabbi Akiva omer afilu matza acheret na'ahimena. So as Rabbi Akiva is ignoring the simple meaning of the pasuk. Seems to be the reason that lo matzah chen be'enav. Not that it's an arbitrary thing, matzah in na'ah imena, and so now all of a sudden he doesn't like her as much. So, but my commitment, actually, they're arguing in the utilization of the word ki in this case. That's the key to the whole sugya. Because remember that Rish Lakish, many places we've learned that ki is Meshamesh ba'arba l'shanot. We have four different uses of the word ki. It can be used as I, Dilma, Ella, Daha. So I in the sense of im. Let's say, ki yimatze b'kirbacha, ki yikare kan tzipor l'fanecha. What does that mean? If. Right? I. In other words, if such a thing happens. Now, it's also going to be used as the lashon of Ella. Ella, rather, in that sense. Lo, ki tzachak. Right? You did. It's not true. You did laugh. Ella, in other words, Ella tzachak. You did indeed laugh. Okay? Or al tikpotz et yadcha. Ki. Don't, and rather, potoach tiftach. Lo. It's all. So we often find that it's used in that sense of Ella. It's also used as pen, such as ki tomar bilvavcha rabim agoyim ha'elumim. That doesn't mean if you will say, then lo tirabiham, it doesn't follow. Then, however, if you might think, so
lest
you think, lo tirah. So that's the lashon of pen. And furthermore, the last lashon that we have is a lashon of dirha. Dirha is either asher, that it is this way, or because it is this way, either vipnei or asher. And so we have, also in that same pasuk, lo tzachakti, she says, I didn't laugh. Why? Ki yireya. Because she was afraid. So that's a deha.
Duh? Is it duh?
No. It's not duh.
Like it's
not whatever.
No. It's like, you don't know this?
No.
It's not that sort of
thing. Not that sort of thing. Okay, so these are the four lashonot. So now, the question is, how exactly do we understand the pasuk? So Beit Shammai Savri Vahaya Im Lotim Tzav Chein Beinav Ki Matzah Be'erva Tavar is the explanation of Deha. Why Lo Matzah Ki Matzah Be'erva Tavar? Why Lo Matzah Chein Beinav Ki? Because Lo Matzah Be'erva Tavar was Rabbi Akiva Savar, Ki Matzah Be'erva Tavar is E. Or, in other words, Inami, if he found an Erva Tavar, Matzah Be'erva Tavar. Now the question is, why do we leave out Beit Hillel here? In other words, it says Beit Shammai holds that its ki matzah is the ha, and Rabbi Akiva holds it's e. So ina. What about Beit Hillel? So Tosfos brings there some nuschaot that indeed say that both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel learn that it's the ha, but the relearns that Rabbi Akiva holds dafka like Beit Shammai. That Ervat Davar is one issue, because if it would be two issues, like Beit Hillel, which would be either Erva or a Davar, then why in the world would we need the Davar for the case of burning the Cholent if we know already that he's allowed to be Megaris just the Matzah Kerbaimena? So because of that, says the Ri, the Gemara was Makbet Dafka to say, this is the way Beit Shammai was learning, and therefore, Rabbi Akiva had to hold like Beit Shammai, or else the whole drasha doesn't make sense. Okay, what about the other gears? So Lamaisa, he brings, the Tosfos brings also Rabbeinu Elchanan, who says quite the contrary is true. Rabbi Akiva works out like Beit Hillel, because if it wouldn't be that we had the davar as a separate thing, there would be no hechreach to read as a series. Ervad. Davar and Chayim. Why say or? I mean, why not say Daha the way Beit Shammai? What is the thing here that makes you think that it's not a Daha? So therefore, we learn, well, now that you're talking about either this or that, so now I can say that the key means also or this. So Memela, we have now three things in a series of possibilities. This is the way Rabbi Akiva understands it. Omalei Rav Papa Rava. How about if lo matzaba, lo erva, velo davar mahu, as Rav Mati just raised the question, what would be the din if somebody was over on this? Is this definitive of the get? Is it like an Eitz HaTeva? Is the get possible? If it's, in other words, the Torah is only allowing a divorce for these reasons? Or Marley, well, consider the case of rape. Midigali rachmana gabe ones. Lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav. And we darshan. What is the word kol yamav? Lo yuchal l'shalcha. I mean, obviously, if you can't divorce her, it means you never can divorce her. So you tell me kol yamav. So Chazal darshan, that kol yamav is indicating, and if he did, he's going to have to take her back. So what that means is that there is a relationship over here that cannot be dissolved. But that's only in the case of rape. So that means kol yamav biamod ve'echzir koy. So that means dafka der hatam adegoli rachmana. If this would be the standard situation in any marriage, that you can't divorce a wife without sufficient cause, so then what do I have to say in the case of the yones?
What's the difference between?
What do you mean? I don't understand the question.
So, in the case of an ones, the get is good. Hmm.
But he has to take her back. Others will force to take her back.
Yeah, but the guess is good either way.
That's right. So here for sure it's good. But over here we don't even get involved in forcing him to take her back. There are three possibilities here. Okay.
But the Gemara is not there. There's no, nobody deals with possibility that the get is not good.
Well, because even by the ones, it's good. So, yeah. Avalacha my de avan. You see, it's dafka hatam with the Gali Rachmana, where the Torah goes out of its way to tell you specifically that that's the halacha. Masha Inkin, in this case, even though you did the wrong thing, but you did it. Omer loy Rav Mishar Shila Rava. And how about im libo legarsha? V'yoshev etachtav Misham Hashtav. The guy wants to divorce him. He's made up his mind to divorce him, but he just doesn't have the guts to go through with it right now. But what would you say about a guy like that? I mean, is there an advantage in not going through with the divorce as long as you can hold out, or kori ale, on the contrary? Al techerash al reyachar ra'ah v'hu yoshev levetach itkan. Does it make sense? You are itach. You are plowing. Plowing means preparing for the action. So you're sitting there basically planning. That's what Techarash, so that when you're ready to have the field, the field's going to be ready, then you're going to act on it. So that's Harisha. So don't be Choresh on Reacha Ra'ah, while all along that person is Yoshev Levetachitach. That person has no idea that you're planning something like that. And they believe that the relationship is honest, and it isn't honest. All right, so obviously there's the other sexual implications of Techarash, we have Choresh, but the simple meaning is the planning. Tanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kishem Shahadeot b'ma'achal, kach deot b'nashim. Look, people have different levels of how careful they are. Behavior. In the same way that there's people that are not very careful about what they eat, they're also not very careful about the behavior that they tolerate in a woman. You have a guy where a fly falls into a cold cup. Will throw out the entire contents. He will not remove the fly, despite the fact that there was no real chance for any of the germs to spread and so on. It was cold. It fell in. Okay. That type of level of hakpada is going overboard. It's like Papus ben Yehuda, who was married to Miriam Begadla, Seir Danashi, but you know, there's all these grimoires. He may have been Jesus' father. So, anyway, he was married. She was married to Papus ben Yehuda. What he used to do, I actually knew a guy like that.
Yeah.
He was. This is the one who told me
to
keep it white.
Shaya Noel Bifnei Ishto used to lock, he would leave the house and lock his wife in the house. He didn't want her talking to anybody. Now, on my side, the Gemara says.
It just
happened
today, a guy
who basically
kept his life locked up in for 50 years.
My God.
With not a divorce. She was only allowed out with him 50 years. Mm-hmm.
So this is considered to be a very bad midah. The Maisa, she ended up being Mizana Tachta because of she hated him. Now you have another kind of guy, she's Vuvno Filotokoso, Zorko, and Shotel. I mean, he'll get rid of this Vuv, obviously, but he'll drink the rest of the cup. That's normal, you know. Shimidaberati Machia Vikrovea. I mean, a woman, you know, she hangs around men, but they're her relatives, you know. It's always the old excuse. It's my cousin. It's the old seminary excuse. My cousin, my brother. So that's fine, you know. I'm not gonna get in the way of your personal relationships. You also have a guy where the zvuv falls into the stew. All right, so you know it's you can't. It's brought up a shish. We can't find it anymore. What's the same as everything else? Okay, motzitzovo close. I will slurp up the whole thing. You know, I mean, what you don't see doesn't hurt you. So zui midat adam ra. That's already overboard. Shiroet ishto yotzah v'rosha v'ruah v'tova v'shuk. Here's a woman, he sees his wife going out with her hair uncovered, attracting attention to herself in the middle of the marketplace. Ufruma mishneitzidadea, and she's a real frumi on either side, but actually fruma used to mean something else. Fruma meant, says Rashi, that she was carrying her sleeves like the French used to. the mud, the sleeves were open like they have here in France, so that there's cuts, you know, in the sleeves.
Slits.
Slits. There's slits all over, you know. So she's walking around with slits.
Honky-tonk lady.
Verochetzet in Bnei Adam. And she's in there in the bath with people. What? In Bnei Adam, soccer bath? What do you mean? You can't be serious. I mean, there's people that are not makbid on that, is one way of understanding. Or, if that's the case, it would already be Raglayim Ladover, that she's a Zayna, and for sure you're not allowed to keep her even. So, anyway, whatever, they can't mean that. Obviously, it doesn't mean she literally goes into the tub with them. I mean, it's not sharing the hot tubs like California. But, you know, I mean, she'll walk down the nude beaches and so on. So, Zo mitzvah min ha-Torah le-garsha. Shenema ki matzaba erva davar. So over here, that's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. And v'shilcha v'beito v'alcha v'aita le'ish acher. Now why is it le'ish acher? I mean, obviously, if she goes and marries somebody and it isn't him, I mean, in the whole context, it isn't him, because then when he gets divorced, he divorces her, the whole point is she can't go back to him. So why do you have to say le'ish acher? Ella, the point is that le'ish acher is to make a moral implication. Well, this guy's not like the first guy. So he's acher, like we use acher for Avisha ben Avuya, somebody else. So in other words, akatuf kira o acher lo ma she'en ze ben zugo l'rishon. This is not the same kind of guy that the first fellow was. Zeh otziri sha'ami beto. The first guy got rid of a woman that he shouldn't be married to. V'zeh ichnis r'sha'a l'toch beto. And this guy goes and takes her in? Well, if he's lucky, zacha she'ni shilchav. He's lucky, he'll get divorced. And the pasuk continues indeed. Usneaha isha acharon, her last second husband will hate her. But if he's not lucky, the pasuk also continues, okay, yamuta isha acharon, which is divorce Italian style. So imlav kovarato, so if they don't get divorced, she'll bury him. Shemar, okay, yamuta isha acharon, kedai hu bimita. He deserves to die. She says, otzirisha mibito vezech, lisrisha alatohu beto. So this means that we have now an indication of the morality of not taking such a woman, and that's the midot that are different in the way people have levels of tolerance.
Not a divorcee, per se, but a woman who's divorced because of...
A woman, yeah, of course not. A woman who was divorced because of such behavior.
Shouldn't this be the beginning of the Masechta? Is that the end?
Well, this whole Masechta is backwards. I mean, even its placement is backwards. Comes before
Kiddushin. I was told that that's because somebody
I teach that to kids already. Kisane, so the Pasuk says, now there's two ways of understanding this. Kisane, here it says, if you hate, then shalach. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yehuda says it means what it says. Im sane tashalach. Look, if there's hatred in the relationship, so then get rid of her, like Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh no, it means that ki sanei shalach, only a person that God hates divorces a woman. There is another girsa, which Rashi brings, which is im snu'ahi, meaning if she's snu'alik le'hamakom, then shalach, which is like Bechamah. Velo pligi, and the truth is they don't even argue, because habazivuk rishon and habazivuk sheni. One is talking about the divorce of a first wife. So this is their first marriage, or both of theirs, first marriage. So there Rabbi Yochanan says, sanui ha-mishaleach. Somebody who divorces a woman that he's built a life with, and now, midlife crisis, he wants to change. That's considered to be a horrific bigida. Yeah, you see, because now you're interested in something, and then you turn your back on the past 30 years, that's outrageous. Azivuk Sheni, on the other hand, we didn't build your life initially together, so that's tolerable. Okay, it's more a relationship of convenience. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, call him a garesh, ishtori shona, afilu mizbeach morida lav dema'ot. Someone who divorces his first wife, the mizbeach itself cries for him. Shinemar, because as the Posik points out, V'zot she'nita asu, kasuti ma'at mizbach Hashem b'chiva anaka, me'inot pnot el ha'mincha, v'lakachat ratzon mi'yedchem. V'amartem alma. What exactly did I do? Al ki Hashem eyid ben chao ben eshet nurecha, asher ata bagadeta ba, v'yichavertecha, v'yeshet britecha. You acted treacherously, and you betrayed her, the woman that you built your life with, and she is your friend, and she is the woman who first made a brit with you. So this Sonei Shalach is also, I mean, actually follows that pasuk in Malachi. So in other words, we're comparing now the relationship of Adam himself and Adam's creation on the Mizbeach and the relationship of Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the pashtus of the meaning on the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach itself is meant to contain the Eish of that relationship. Remember, that's the Ish V'Isha Eish B'Neim, which is the Yud and the Hey. The Yud and the Hey of the Shechina on the Mizbeach is what contains Eish of Kapara and so on, and you're just throwing everything out where there's ways to deal with things. And that is intolerable. Actually, even though the machlokes that we had before didn't matter whether it was Ziva Grish or Ziva Ksheni, obviously over here, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan are actually only partially like the Shita said the Tanoim that we had before, because they're basketing that there's a difference between Ziva Grishon and Ziva Ksheni, not to get divorced as Ziva Grishon without an issue of Erva, so that there has to be a reason for Sina, and in a Ziva Ksheni to be more tolerant of Matzana Ayman. Hadran Alachamim Gare, it's a beautiful ending. Stunning, stunning ending. Hadron Allah Amigaresh was sleek along Mesechet Gitin. Hadron Allah Mesechet Gitin Vadrachalon, Datan Allah Mesechet Gitin Vadatachalon, Lonitashiminach Mesechet Gitin Velot Neshiminan, Lobe Alma Hadain Velobe Alma Deate. Hadron Allah Mesechet Gitin Vadrachalon, Datan Allah Mesechet Gitin Vadatachalon. לא נתשי מנך מסכת גיטין ולא תתשי מנם לא בעלמה הדין ולא בעלמה דעתי הדן הלך מסכת גיטין והדרך הלן דעתן הלך מסכת גיטין ודעתך הלן לא נתשי מנך מסכת גיטין ולא תתשי מנם לא בעלמה הדין ולא בעלמה דעתי ירצון לפנך ועדים לא אלוהינו ולא יבוסינו שתהי תור השכר מנסינו בעולם הזה עושה עמנו לעולם הבא Hanina bar papa, Rabbi bar papa, Nachman bar papa, Choy bar papa, Bamari bar papa, Raphram bar papa, Rokish bar papa, Surcha bar papa, Ada bar papa, Daro bar papa. Harev nadu neiloinu estirei Torah secha befino, ubefiyos amecha beis Yisrael v'niyachulonu anachtu v'tzetze, inu v'tzetze amecha beis Yisrael, kulonu yodei shemecha v'lomdei Torah secha, מאויבי תחכמני מצווה שכה כאילו עולם יבי, יהי ליבי סמים בחוקך למען לא אבוש, מעולם לא אשכח פיקודך כי במחי יסני, ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקך. מודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולא יבסנו, ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרונות, שאנו משכים ואין משכימים. אנו משכימים לדברי תורה ואין משכימים לדברים בטלים, אנו עמלים ואין עמלים, אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, ואין עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רצים ואין רצים, אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא, ואין רצים לבאר שחס, שנאמר, ואתה אלוהים תורידים לבאר שחס, אנשי דמים וממה לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בו. יהי רצון לפניך ואדוני אלוהינו כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת גיטין, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים לסיימון, ללמוד וללמד לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי סמות תורתך באהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו, שלא תמוש התורה מפינו, ומפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם, ותתקיים בנו ותעלך תנחה אותך, בשוך בך תשמור עליך, והקיצות הייתי שיחך, כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה עושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז ועמו ייתן, אדוני יברך ושמו ושלום. Iskadel iskadei shimei rabo Yomodi wasid la iskara tovla Kaya mesa yavras Akoya sunuka yomo Ulam yivnei kartad Yerushalayim Leshach lalai chalai begabo Vlamekar puchana nukro min haro Liasova puchana dishmai Lias rivi amlich kuchubrich Ube malchusei vikarei Liatzmak puchanei vikarei Mishikei Bechaye konu yomei konu Chaye bechol beis Yisrael Magalo vizman kore vimu amen. The Amiran be Omavim Ruhame, our Israel, we are Ravanan, we are Tamideon, we are called Tamide, Samideon, we are command your skin be arised, we are Sraka, Disha, Dain, we live for Azar, we are Sar, Yehe, the Homer, Korn, Shinomara, Bakina, the Kistov, Rakamim, the Kayanarikin, Umzonara, we hail for Kanam, in Kadam Avon, the Mishmaya, we are Rav, Ruhame, Yehe, Shinomara, Bamin, Shmaya, the Kayim, to be Malenu. We are called Israel, Bimru Amen. We are called Israel, Bimru Amen. Simon Dave, great time for seeing. Simon Dave, Mazel Dave, Simon Dave, Simon Dave, Mazel Dave, Simon Dave, Simon Dave.